Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles, Vampires, Scones, and Edmund Herondale by Cassandra Clare and Sarah Rees-Brennan. Read by Andrew Scott.
London, 1857. Ever since the unfortunate events of the French Revolution, Magnus had nursed a slight prejudice against vampires. The undead were always killing one's servants and endangering one's pet monkey. The vampire clan in Paris was still sending Magnus rude messages about their small misunderstanding. Vampires bore a grudge longer than any technically living creatures, and whenever they were in a bad temper, they expressed themselves through murder. Magnus generally wished his companions to be somewhat less, no pun intended, bloodthirsty. There was also the fact that sometimes vampires committed crimes worse than murder. They committed crimes against fashion. When one was immortal, one tended to forget the passing of time. Still, that was no excuse for wearing a bonnet last fashionable in the era of Napoleon I. Magnus was beginning, however, to feel as if he might have been a trifle hasty in dismissing all vampires. Lady Camille Belcour was a terribly charming woman. She was also attired in the absolute height of fashion. Her dress had a darling hoop skirt and the